Nigga.
So, I feel like, yeah, it's time for a nigga to be single.
Yeah, it's about to be summertime and shit.
Man, right.
I'm about these hoes right now. This nigga got a girl every day of the week, nigga.
Yeah. It's got a bitch pregnant, bro.
Who? You?
Oh, yeah, bro.
How many months she is?
I think she just had a miscarriage, bro.
Oh, shit. That's what God, no one said God was like,
bro,
saying like,
nah, you saying this, but that's how I feel, but I can't say that to her.
Yeah, because
she looking at it like, you don't care, and I'm like,
yeah.
I think this is like helping us or protecting us.
Yeah, it is in a type of way God's telling you you're not ready.
Exactly, it's not time yet.
Maybe y'all not the same.
Yeah.
Because,
bro,
couple,
I met this girl. I swear to God, bro, I've known her since my birthday in December. I had sex with her a total of probably 3 times. Like, I purposely tried not to have sex with her because I ain't want to do that. I know me. I'm like, I'm going to get too comfortable. She going to get too comfortable. You know what I mean?
But you fucked her raw? Straight raw.
Third time I done fucked her raw.
Ah, nigga, what? Ah.
She instantly gets pregnant.
Oh, she fertile.
I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Fertile.
But at the same token, the last joint that I was with, I'm fucking her, bro. She ain't getting pregnant. But you know, it's like people bodies be different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Shit, though. Yeah, kids. All the bitches you fucking with, yeah, kids.
Nah, the last joint who I was hitting raw, she didn't have no kids. This John that I'm hitting, who I just got pregnant, she got a daughter. I don't know, bro. That's just, like you said, bro, that's the same way I felt, though. Like, maybe it's God telling me, like, nah, it's not time. Like,
nah, it's not the right time. I have no kids, nigga. Everything
she
high
mad shit. At me. I done got she blocked. Because, bro, I don't see it the same.
How
is she said, I'm, like, pretty much, like, going on with my life, and she on some shit like, you don't care, and I'm like, you want me to be like upset like you to show that I care? Just because I'm not sad like you would expect me to be, that does not mean that I don't give a fuck.
But you're like nonchalant though, like I
kind of,
bro. Oh yeah, she was like, yeah, this nigga don't fucking care about me. I don't care about my motherfucking feelings, nigga. I'm carrying your motherfucking baby, nigga.
But I did though, like I had like practically moved. Once she told me she was pregnant, I kind of like moved in and everything. Like,
oh, you moved over there?
I ain't moving. Like,
you just like halfway.
Over there, yeah. Like every single day, trying to make sure she good. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, it's like she want me to feel how she feel, and nah, bro.
How long I was going out though?
Since December, that's it.
Oh, last
that's
year?
Why,
wait, 23?
Yes, last year, bro. I just met her. 4 months. Yeah. That's like, it's like you want me to be so like.
At a Christmas party or something?
Not right after my birthday.
When's your birthday?
December 12th.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's like, bro, like, I'm just now meeting you. Like, for real.
Where you meet her at, though? North side?
I came at her on Instagram. A couple days later. We chilling and shit. Just so happened she live over West Side, just like me.
Start cracking her and shit. She fell in love with your charm. She fell in love with your
charm.
That's
what I'm saying, bro. Like, bro, you know what my biggest pet peeve is now that I get older and I realize myself, like,
what?
I don't like fucking bitches on the first night. If like,
yeah, I'm the same way.
I do that all the time, but I feel like if I do it, I can really see myself in a relationship with you now.
It's funny because when you try to say, nah, I can't do it, they tell you like, what you gay or something? You put the pressure on me. Like, nah, I really gotta fuck you.
But you
like,
exactly like,
what the fuck? Like, yo,
you don't want no pussy. Like, it's not even that. Like, I just know me.
Treat you like a lady.
Exactly.
That's
like, motherfuckers don't be wanting that. Like, nah, nigga, I want some dick. Hey, be like, fuck that, fuck me.
Bitches be whores, man. I fucked a bitch like last month.
Mm-hmm.
She said, go grab some condoms. Man, it's like a big bag of condoms. I'm looking at it. I'm butt-ass nigga. I'm looking like, oh, you fucking her. Like, oh.
She had a whole prepared. What?
Whoa! Her and her cousin, bro. I'm like,
He said she had a big bag of
condoms. Yeah, I know you fucking. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, she getting down.
Shit.
She getting down. What the fuck? Go grab a condom.
You start telling me to put it in raw. I'm like, nah, baby.
What?
Yeah, I'm
yeah, that's another up. Big flag, a red flag, bro. Like, I ain't gonna cap, bro. I done got burnt last year. First time, bro. Some John, like,
side?
Not over north.
Ah, man.
But it's like, yeah, bro. That shit fucked me up. Nigga ain't never been burnt. I'm like, damn. Nah, it was a year before last.
That shit hurt, down, huh?
Damn right, bro.
I got burnt.
That was the first time, though, bro.
You like, walking all funny and shit. I'm like, you switching, and I'm like, you're trying to pee and shit. I'm like, oh,
what,
no, bro?
Bro, like this. I ain't know what the fuck was going on. I fucked her, then like 3 days later, I woke up, took a morning piss. You know that shit was stinging, bro. I'm in that motherfucker like, what?
Like,
I ain't never felt this shit.
Yeah,
I get to work. Like, that's when I start thinking, like,
got water. Lots of water, bro. Lots of
that
water.
That was my, I just went to the doctor, bro. But
yeah, true, yeah.
Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, like, cause I had, before that, some bitch that I was talking to before her, she had gave me head. And then, like, a couple days later, I end up fucking this bitch. So I'm like, I know it's not the Joan gave me head, because I've been knew her, you feel me? Like, I'm sure it wasn't her.
Yeah.
And then I meet this bitch, I fucked her, you feel me? I'm thinking, I knew I wasn't tripping, because I know my body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never felt this way as far as pissing.
Yeah.
But that morning piss, that shit was crazy. And I got to work, bro. Had to take another piss.
Oh, you gotta go to work that day, too?
Nigga.
You probably looking crazy.
That second piss, bro. Because I ain't know what to do, bro. I ain't even have, like, insurance at the time to go straight to the doctor.
Yeah.
So I called my mans. I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck should I do? He like, I know a place in Philly. It's a walk-in clinic. They'll get you right the same day. Feel me? You just gotta take off work and go with you up there. I was like, all right, cool. I took off the next day.
She has a good enough reason. Like, what you tell you about? Like, I burnt.
I did. I ain't going to cap. I told him because I was at work.
I would have been backing up.
Bro, I was at work, and I work with all my niggas and shit. So I'm like, bro.
They ain't clowning you or nothing?
Nah, them niggas was on some empathetic shit. Like, nah, bro, it happened to me. Like, that's when you start finding out, like,
yo,
nigga, you been burnt too. Like, I ain't know. I'm thinking, like, oh, these niggas probably gonna look at me crazy.
Yeah.
But when I start talking about it, I was like, bro, the other niggas been burnt too.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, they be like, yo, Lonnie got burnt.
I'm like,
nigga.
But nah, they was helping me though. Like,
yeah.
My manager was cool about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nigga, I did not want to take a piss. Literally every time I'm like, dang,
yeah,
I
should
take a piss, man.
I'm a fucking, I'm like a motherfucker. I'm like, oh man.
I don't see how niggas could really be burnt for months. Won't go to the doctor.
No.
Like, bro, it's some people. Cause the bitch, when I told her, bro, I went to her house like a couple days after I got my shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, and I was like, yo, so this is a situation, like, I got burnt, you feel me, and I know it was you, you feel me?
Yeah.
And she on some shit like, well, I didn't have any symptoms. That's what she telling me. And in my head, I'm like, I don't know your body, and I ain't never experienced this shit, but I know I had symptoms.
Yeah.
If you walking around here with symptoms, and you just
tell
not,
about it,
yeah,
that
like,
shit,
that's foul as shit. Like, yeah, you fucking your body up, because that shit was hurting me.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't about to be walking around here, can't take a piss, scared to take a piss.
Stomach be hurting and shit.
She like, nah, I ain't had no symptoms. I'm cool.
Nah,
like,
bitch lying. Is that Northside?
Yeah,
bro. I don't know where you mean, over North. Don't tell me
young
market.
Bitch, bro.
Don't tell me on market.
Nah. But, yeah, man, you gotta watch out for these. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Like, niggas gotta watch out. But nah, you know what's crazy though? On some deep shit, I kept fucking with her.
Yeah.
Cause she kept it a bean with me. She went on no shit like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't burn you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, once I came and directed and told her, like, she, like, I'm sorry. Like, I really didn't know. You feel me? And then she instantly got checked.
Yeah, everybody said she got checked.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, damn, bitch. Like, you could have motherfucking,
if you want a nigga or something.
Yeah, like, that's what I was telling her. Like, she, like, cause we got into an argument, and she was like, after the fact, she was like, well, it happens. It's life. I'm like, nah, baby. Nah. Like, I'm older than you. Like, it's never happened to me. That's, it may be cool with you. You may have been burnt a couple times, and you look at it like, oh. But me, that's never happened, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I just turned 31, bro. Never been burnt, and I'm not trying to glamorize this shit, but I fucked some bitches, bro.
Right.
So, like, nah. And I did my shit raw. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I didn't went raw a couple times, bro. I don't know what it is. That's why I learned my lesson now. Like,
yeah, nigga.
That's why I was on some shit with this last bitch. Like, nah, I ain't fucking you, like, crazy. Still got her pregnant.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I be chilling now, though, bro. How you set, though?
Good, man. 7. Chilling like a motherfucker.
Bro, I start motherfucking kickboxing.
Yeah.
Doing Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I go to the, it's called MVJ Athletics. It's out in Newark. You should sign up. It's only like $100. Well, for this month, it's only like $100.
Bro, I do karate. You know that, right?
Oh, you do? Yeah. I ain't know that, bro.
I do karate for like 20 years.
Nigga, I ain't know that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Nigga, you probably could teach me some shit. What the fuck? Yeah, bro.
My whole family being like, we chilling with our sensei. Hood nigga like a motherfucker. Got a Chinese wife and everything. Boy, you legit like a motherfucker, man.
What?
Yeah.
I ain't know that, bro. Where you do karate at?
In the Bear.
Oh, man.
Go say Red Goju.
You like that shit?
I just like fighting. Yeah, sparring, you know, tournaments,
bro,
and shit.
I feel you. That's
they be going hard in tournaments, yo. You gonna like that shit, bro. You be like, yo, you got like an age group and shit.
I haven't sparred yet, though, bro. I'm still, you mean.
You know what sparring is? Once you know how to fight, like,
yeah.
Fight like a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Throw kicks and everything.
Type of nigga, I'd be like, look, man, I don't even want to fight you. I don't even want to do you like that. Real rap, I can't wait till we get to that point. When I just had so much confidence, look, man, you know what? I ain't even gonna fight like that player.
That should be like a hood fight. It'd be like everybody around the corner and shit, like in a circle, like cheering you on and shit, yo, beat his ass, beat. That would be like nigga shit, like, yo. They'd be like.
Nah, I'm talking about like in the street. If you get into it with somebody.
That's how it be.
Oh.
That's how it be. Like, if, like, you fighting and your people be like, yo, beat his ass, beat his ass. Shit. Yeah, it be like that. Like some Friday Depot shit. Like, what shit? Everybody over there girl and shit.
Thanks, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
He said I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I can't. I be saying, like, man, I'm gonna stay single. Man, I can't stay away from these women, man. I love them.
Hey, man, can't fall in love with one, you know what I'm saying? You know, can't pull all your eggs in one basket. You know?
Yeah, you're right. That's what I'm saying. It's just so many. Like,
it is. It's like a fucking, it's like a, like you're gonna eat fruit. You got your plums, your oranges, your plums, your grapes.
Oh, shit.
You know, you got a little rush, got a little butter.
Yeah, real rap. I only hit like 2 white girls, bro, and neither one of them was jumping. Never had no crazy.
I had one white girl. It was overrated as fuck, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was gonna be the spectacular. Man, that shit wasn't nothing.
She gave me a hit on?
Yeah, she gave me a hit, but it wasn't jumping.
White girl, not
at all, bro. I thought that's what I'm saying. I thought she was gonna go crazy.
The
wind,
like the go, slurp, slurp, all that shit.
Nah, she was on some bullshit.
They be feeling weird kind of fucking a white bitch anyway. I be feeling like that slave mentality shit.
Oh, shit.
Nah, I do, for real. That's why I just fuck a white, black bitches, bro.
Like, man, if I fuck a white bitch again, I'm gonna treat her like a motherfucking slave. I'm a real rat, like, fuck it.
You gotta go over, what's that joint? What's that joint over Newark? What's that hood over Newark?
Brookmont.
Yeah, you gotta go over there and shit.
Niggas be talking heavy about Brookmont. Anybody from, I guess, that area, they like to hype that shit up. No, bro, it's just like in town. Real rap. I knew a nigga. That's all he used to say. No, bro, we worse than y'all. I mean, niggas be getting killed off Brookmont. I don't know, though. Probably do. bro. I doubt it's like in the city.
The hood in Newark, dog. I can't even like picture that shit, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm trying. It's like, yeah, you got UD right there, but then like
fucking county, fucking yeah. police, state yeah. troopers and shit. They ain't having that.
Yeah, they don't even go fuck up there. They're going about a big shit.
Oh, it's not doing nothing crazy out there.
You gotta work?
Hell no, I ain't gotta work.
Yeah, I was like, man, let me help Lonnie, man. I've been up in the bullshit and shit.
I was in the motherfucking crib. Not dope.
Yeah, I heard you. I was like, damn, man.
I got up this morning, came out, smoked a blunt, went yeah. back in the crib, went right back to sleep.
Yeah, Sunday gone. I don't know. I'm dragging a little bit.
That's probably his night zone. Can't be walking. I said that's probably his night zone. Can't be walking in the day. It's your night zone.
This is a nice ship, huh? A nice ship, girl.
You don't want nobody to know about it. Just keep her on the low.
But then again, you are. Nah. I mean, it's public, but it's not really public, public, though.
It's low-key.
Yeah. I remember I walked the bitch around here and shit. She told me the whole life story. I was like,
oh, shit.
Word, it's like, you take a bitch over to walk around here, like, yo, you gonna have some conversations.
Yeah, I believe you, bro. I believe. Nah, that's some shit I do, though. Yeah, let's go on a motherfucking walk.
Man. Let's go for a walk. Let's talk.
I need to motherfucking, I know it's some joints out motherfucking Bear. I need to tap into Bear in yeah. Middletown, bro. Yo, Middletown, crazy.
I know.
That's where, man, what? But I ain't shit out Middletown.
It isn't.
So it's like no reason for you to go out there. It's like,
yeah, I'm trying.
You gotta know somebody.
Yeah, you really do. I'm trying to figure, ain't no really spots to go to. What Walmart? Or?
I mean, it's probably some bars, but I don't even know.
Yeah, you never know, because it might be one of them honky,
mm-hmm.
honky ones in. Nah, you gotta go down. You ever go down Sussex County?
Where?
Sussex County.
What is it called?
Sussex County.
Sussex?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said scissors.
Sussex. Sussex.
I got family that stay up. Sussex.
Sussex?
Yeah.
Sussex.
I family that stay down.
Yeah, I'll be down Milford and shit. Country's a motherfucker down there.
Don't they got more? Or Dover.
Yeah, Dover. Yeah, Dover got the mall, but shit. Down
Dover got some joints, too. Well, I ain't gonna cap. Like, that was when I was younger, like, fucking with DSU and shit.
Nah, they still got some Jones on there. By fucking Delmore and all that. But he got cash. You never know what the age be, though. It be like 18, 19 and shit. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like college Jones.
But you know, though, like, you could. See, I test the bitches, though. I just go to a liquor store and be like, yo, pay for this.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's right. It is. But boom. Like, you underage, man. Jersey somewhere?
Down south.
Atlanta?
Hell nah, motherfucker. North Carolina,
yeah, I'm about to say that shit.
Florida, Texas. Them my three places, bro.
You gotta move down to Tampa, bro. I'm thinking about doing that shit too. Know why? Because it is so laid back, bro. Like, Niggas look just like you.
It's
bro.
Crazy you say that.
They get you though, but they cool shit though, I know.
It's crazy you say that, because that's literally the one spot in Florida. Like, I go to Florida every year, bro.
Yeah.
That's like my vacation spot. But that's literally the place I haven't been. Like, I was fucking with some John and her brother, or her uncle stayed in Tampa. And yeah. He was saying the same shit. Like,
Tampa's
bro,
so
live, bro. Yeah. You gotta come down here.
It's laid back. Like, so laid back. I was walking down the street, like.
When you go?
I went last year.
Bro, we might gotta take a look. You trying to go again?
Nigga. We hit up Newcastle Airport, go straight down that motherfucker for like $30, bro.
That's what you did?
Yeah. You don't go to the airport down there? Newcastle?
I ain't know they were doing it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nigga. Yo, they go everywhere. They go everywhere down Florida. Cheap as shit. It's very day, so say.
What? Yeah. How'd you find the flight?
Say, for instance, right? It'd be like Sunday. but then you return on like Tuesday. But then it runs like every 2-3 days though. So say for instance, like you leave on a Sunday, you catch the next one on Tuesday.
Right.
Unless you want to go to waste money over Southwest or something. But other than that, yo, go there, boom. Pay like almost 120 round trip. Be in there.
I ain't know that.
Yeah.
I ain't know that. Where'd you go for the flights, or you just went to the airport?
Went to the airport.
Oh, okay.
Should I cut the motherfucking bus up that motherfucker? Cause drop it right off, boom.
Damn right. I ain't know that. I ain't even cap. Last time I went to Florida last year, Fort Lauderdale, I flew Spirit.
What's it called? ACLO? ACELO Airlines?
Yeah, I'm gonna check into that.
Yeah,
when would you be trying to go?
Like May, June? When it's hot, hot?
Yeah, facts. June, because that give a nigga some time to, you know what I mean, stack some bread up.
Facts.
May would be nice too, though.
Or like Memorial Day after Memorial Day and shit.
When is Memorial Day?
That's like the last. That's when summer starts, like the last week of May. That Monday. That's where like summer officially starts.
What? Nah, bro. We gotta check that out. Cause I ain't never been to Tampa, bro.
Never been to. Oh man.
Nah.
I can show you all the spots, bro.
Bet.
You got like a titty bar right
nigga,
here.
Nigga, you wanna go?
Yeah, nigga.
Say no more.
Let me know. Just give me a date. I'll say some money.
I'm gonna go check out the flights and shit. I work right by the airport anyway.
Yeah, nigga, like yo. Be in there.
Facts.
My mom called me onto that shit. I'm like, what? And she went down Florida for like almost like she had like a coupon. She went there like for like $50. I'm like, oh, where'd you go? She went to the one by the airport, by the farmers market. They was like, they take you down there? They was like, yeah, but it's very days on there. She left on a Tuesday, came back on like a Friday.
Bro, I ain't know all that. Like,
yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, what the fuck? I've been literally flying
or
driving to Philadelphia to the airport just to hop on a plane.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't gotta do that no more.
I ain't know that, nigga.
Yeah, you ain't gotta do that no
more. I did that like my last three times. Well, first time I drove.
Nigga, Philly's hell, bro. Especially going there.
Yeah, and the airport ain't shit either. They treat niggas like
walking shit like legs be hurt when you get in the airport.
TSA be motherfucking rude as shit.
Word up. Fake hood bitches, hood niggas, man.
I drove to Florida before too, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Miami. That shit.
How long did it take? How long did it take? Like
14 hours.
God
bro.
Damn.
So coming back, probably like an hour difference, an hour less.
What you left at night time or morning time?
Yeah, nighttime. Yeah, Florida, man. I ain't gonna lie. Florida
yo,
different.
Go Tampa. And it's Tampa's more cheaper too, bro.
I ain't never, man.
You gonna live it down there. I'm telling you, gonna live it down there.
Yeah, facts.
Because you got the stadium right there, the Buck Stadium. And boom. It's a weird. Got that titty bar right here, McDonald's, all these restaurants and shit, and the other titty bar. I'm like, damn, yo, it's crazy, bro. Yeah. You gonna love it down there, bro.
I love it every time I go, bro. I ain't gonna cap. Florida, that's why that's literally the one place I can go every fucking year and never get tired. Then there's so many cities.
Yeah.
I only been to Miami, Orlando, Kissimmee, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But then you know they got Tallahassee.
What's Kissimmee though? Where that at?
It's like close to Orlando.
Orlando?
But it's like a family tourist destination spot.
Nah, I want a family. I want that.
Real rap.
Jacksonville and Tampa. That's where the hood's
at. I ain't been to Jacksonville. I don't know, bro.
It's hood
as
shit, though. It's hood as shit, though.
I want to relax, too.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you don't go to the wrong spots.
Exactly,
you know, niggas'
bro.
Dreads be looking crazy,
exactly.
Too.
Nah.
You got them sideshow Bob dreads and shit.
Hell nah. Real rap. They different down
but they do show you love, though. As long as you be yourself, though, they do show you love, though. Some real shit, though. Like, get you as a motherfucker, but that's cool, though.
We was in Miami, bro. This how much of a tourist I am. I'm thinking like, damn, bro, ain't gonna be no weed out here, bro. Like, as soon as we hit Ocean Drive, bro, it's like everybody, all them niggas, Miami niggas, be on the motherfucking corners,
yo,
advertising they shit.
Nigga, Tampa, I seen a real bullshit. I seen a white guy like them had like a little shirt out and shit showing his chest, smoking weed, walking down the street.
Is it legal down there? Damn, bro, it's so many. But nah, bro, I'm thinking, like, I be thinking long term, like, bro, you really could.
It's like, shit down there too, bro.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you could buy a motherfucking a property, a house or some shit.
Yeah.
And just, you don't even gotta live in that shit, rent that shit the fuck out for tourists, make it an Airbnb. Cause my little, bro, my little cousin, a year younger than me, he did the same shit in Houston. Bought a motherfucking house, and it's literally an Airbnb. He stay up here.
That's smart, though.
Yeah, what? There's money, like, in that shit. And then, you know, Airbnb, like, that shit becoming more and more popular.
Yeah, you can raise the price, lower the price, all that shit, bro.
Yeah, and because when I went to Florida, when I stayed in Miami, I got an Airbnb, some bullshit, bro. It was like a one bedroom. You walk in the kitchen there, and then the front room, then like some little shit.
Yeah.
But niggas, I know niggas, every time they come, they stand there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, niggas could do the same shit. Buy a fucking house way down Florida. Want me an old head, bro, with a fat ass butt.
She just want a man.
Know how to, know how to treat a man.
That's
shit.
It.
Real rap, bro.
That's my nigga, that works.
Real
that's
rap.
It.
Real that's rap. It. Nigga, that's going to be loyal to her and shit.
Because I've been done so many times in my life.
She just want a good man and shit.
Good
and
Christian
put,
man.
You
a good
put
clean.
That motherfucking young dick on her. Whoa, fuck her world up.
Oh, man, nigga. That's how you got to do it, bitches, bro. Fuck the lights out of them and then boom. Ghosting and shit.
Uh-huh.
That's when they really become crazy and shit. Suck the toes and all that
start.
Shit.
Oh, what is he thinking? Where he? What is he doing? Does he love me? Does he care? I haven't talked to him in fucking 24 hours, 38 hours.
That's all you gotta do. Right.
Nah, I definitely gotta give me an older zone though. Nice ass body. Nice car. Nice motherfucking crib. I just don't be. I don't be liking all
trying to settle and shit, huh?
Bro, I ain't gonna cap. I don't be. It's not that I don't like kids.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like.
You feel weird about that shit.
Yeah, like, you feel me? Like, not weird. It's just like, if you got too many, bro, like.
Oh, yeah. You feel me? It's crazy because, like, I think my limit is maybe like one or two. But you got over three. I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm like.
One or two is cool, but, I, like, you gotta be like a mom.
Yeah, a mom.
Not no. Like, let him do everything.
Yeah.
Hell nah, that's that so unattractive,
kid.
Bro.
Looking at you with the Capri Sun and shit.
Then you know they gonna be talking shit to you.
Throwing a ball at you and shit. I'm like,
what?
What's up with this nigga? Sit down, nigga.
Disrespectful as shit. You wonder why I don't come around. You can't say nothing to the motherfucker.
Man, I don't wanna be your fucking dad anyway.
Oh shit.
Be like Snoop Dogg and shit. This your fork.
Nah, cause that's like I kind of felt that way with the last joint I was just talking about when I got pregnant, like shit, with her daughter and shit.
Oh, she got a kid?
Yeah, she.
Oh shit.
That was like kind of causing a kind of rift in our relationship. Not her kid, but she would say shit like, "Oh well, you know, like you gonna be in my life, you gotta be in her life too." Like,
yeah.
And I understand that, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for that for real. For real. I'm just trying to get to know you, like.
Yeah, come with a package, especially like women with kids. You know what I'm saying? They may got.
I wasn't then, even in a relationship with John.
But then it's kind of weird because you gotta give me like you gotta give me like 90 days or something. You know what I'm saying? I can't just meet your kid right away and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Shit be too moving too fast for me sometimes. I ain't with all that.
Yeah,
shit.
I ain't trying to be no stepdaddy, man.
And that's the thing. It's like they don't get that. It's like, bro, you want somebody? How I felt is like, damn, like, you kind of just want somebody to be there for your kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you want a man, but you want somebody to be there for them, too.
Yeah, be a good role model and all that
Yeah,
shit,
like, that's, like, I get it, but it's like, everybody ain't signing up for that shit.
Yeah. Even if the kid loves you and shit, then the girl be, like, kind of jealous and all that shit. Like, then you playing, you got to play, spend more time with him than you are with me. I mean, that's your kid, ain't it? Shit, fuck. I had a bitch like that. Like, yo, I was cool. I was playing Xbox on every day.
It's no even fucking problem, like, towards a kid or no shit. You know what I mean? But, just like, I don't be knowing if I'm ready for all. Like, not ready, but, like, I don't know if I want that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Especially if it's forced. Like, if you making me feel like, oh, you gotta be there. Like, nah. Yeah, if it was like, on some shit, like...
Am I kidding?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I ain't gotta do shit. What the fuck? Especially, like, I wasn't even... We wasn't even in a relationship, bro. That was busting me. Like, bro, I'm still dating you, getting to know you.
Yeah, all right, yeah. That's kind of like a red flag right there, though.
Like...
But I get it though. You know, everybody wants love though, but at the same time, they don't know what to do with the love. You know what I'm saying? Because they're damaged.
That's the thing, bro. I feel like everybody can love. Anybody can love you, bro. But niggas gotta know how to love you properly.
Yeah.
You can find a junkie on the street that can fucking love you, bro. Yeah. That don't mean shit.
I mean, they just use you.
Yeah. You can find a motherfucker with money and they love you. That don't mean shit, bro. That don't mean that they truly, genuinely love you, like, right? Niggas don't just, I ain't just accepting some love just because you feel like, oh, I can love. Like, yeah, I know. I can go find love anywhere. I ain't fucking desperate.
How you fam doing though? Fam good?
Yeah, they good. They chilling and shit. I ain't gonna cap, bro. I done got into it with a lot of motherfuckers.
You family? Custom ownership?
Yeah, I'm right. Came at my dad, my mom.
Oh shit.
Motherfucking, I don't know. Dad, them niggas ain't even talking to me now.
That's like a rebel.
He said I'm a rebel.
He's like a rebel.
Real rap though,
what
bro.
What you the youngest or oldest?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, yeah, I mean, still nigga. Yeah, that's just like, oh, you got the weight to the world, like, nobody's on my side and all that shit. Like, fuck y'all shit. Niggas. Fuck
this
y'all.
Is a rebel, bro. Fuck
y'all niggas. That's all I gotta be, though, bro. Sometimes that shit be like, it be crazy because niggas be like, yo, I don't hit you up. You don't hit me up no more, nigga. Like, I'm being selfish for me, you know what I'm saying? I gotta live my life, too, at the same time, you know?
Nigga, that's one of the biggest...
Sometimes better be selfish to yourself.
Literally, bro. That's one of the biggest things I've learned, like, within the past year and a half, bro.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
Like, that's self-love. I ain't gonna cap, bro. I ain't even know how to... I ain't understand self-love till I turn, like, 29, bro.
Yeah.
Like, literally, bro. Like, my dad, I wasn't taught how to love myself. I had to literally learn that shit, you feel me? But like you said, like...
Definitely.
You being selfish to yourself, ain't nothing selfish about that. I feel like it's more selfish for me to not prioritize myself.
Yeah.
Not give myself everything I need.
Yeah.
That's selfish. Like, what the fuck? So I'm going to make you do it?
And then we become big and all that shit. That makes you looking crazy to
them.
And they start chatty patty and all the motherfuckers and family
fuck
shit.
Fuck all that.
Like, nah, bro.
And girls be talking shit. That's one thing I learned too.
They
like
be the worst too, bro.
They be talking shit to their family.
Shit, don't say shit to females.
They gonna talk shit, bro.
They have a motherfucking podcast
talking that to other be the family worst. Members. For sure. You come around, your whole family know your business. Like, damn, I don't even fucking know you.
Yeah, my whole family fucked up on that, bro.
Why you say that?
Shit, my grandma passed.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry to hear that.
So it's like, damn, that shit, like, everything just, everybody went their separate ways and shit. Yeah.
How the fuck that shit make you feel?
I don't know, I got mixed feelings about this shit. It was how she passed, though.
How she passed?
It's like a long story short, like, it kind of, what's that word? Self-induced.
Yeah.
Self-induced love. Well, that self-induced death. They basically, like, gave her... What's that shit called? When they gave you a needle and then, like, you just pass. What's that called? I can't think of the word right now, but yeah. They gave her that. They didn't really let her die naturally, though. You know what I'm saying? So the whole family was there. I'm like... They got mad at me. They got mad at me for not going. Why would I go to that? You know what I'm saying? I feel kind of weird going to that. Like... See my grandma last time, then she died after
right,
that.
Yeah.
And then it's not even naturally. Like, she died, like, without her womb will. Like,
oh.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not gonna go to that.
I feel you. You know what's close to her?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Yeah. So, shit kind of been going our separate ways, though, but I just talk to my brother and sister. I said, though. And mom. Sometimes.
I grew up and I'm grown.
Yeah.
Learning, bro. That's the person who raised me. She passed too. But that shit was kind of hard on me for sure. My grown past, bro. I went to like a deep depression. Yeah. I ain't even notice it, but like looking back on it, I went to a deep depression. I was down in North Carolina. I ain't had nobody to talk to about that shit. Nothing like.
Yeah. Definitely got to talk to somebody about that
shit.
Yeah,
like you got to open the fuck up. That shit was hard on me.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? Like I literally just went to go see my grandma's grave, like,
yeah,
2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And,
was she buried in Delaware? Or?
Yeah, in Delaware. But that's when I realized, like, bro, I'm still grieving. Nigga, that shit was,
yeah,
like,
you know, it's crazy, because you, that's what you always grieve about.
Yeah,
that shit.
Like, and but I just realized, it was, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, you know what I mean, processing that shit.
That's just crazy, though. Like, the only thing you can do is remember, though. That's the only thing. That shit crazy though. It's just part of life though. At the same time though.
You close with your parents?
My mom. Sometimes. Dad, I don't even know where. Yeah, I ain't talking to my dad like that and shit.
Yeah, I gave my motherfucking dad, bro.
Yeah, what you cussed him out?
Nigga,
what you like? You like your mom or your dad?
I just like my dad, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They say we act just alike and everything. That's my guy. I had to let him know some shit. I ain't never really expressed myself to him. Like you said, I'm the youngest child, bro. So yeah. I saw everything growing up.
Yeah, as young. I'm not explaining it as young. The youngest child, like
you see, the youngest?
Yeah. You see everything, but you can't really speak on everything. You know what I'm saying?
I saw everything. Like you said, I never spoke on it. I was just, I wanted to be happy.
Because you're young.
Yeah, right. You feel like everybody know what the fuck they doing and whatever. And it's just, I don't know, but I saw everything. You feel me? But my dad, the nigga, my sister, when my sister passed, he came to the funeral. And that wasn't his real daughter, but he took care of her and shit.
Yeah, right.
So he had the funeral. And after the funeral, he says to me, like, I gotta talk to you. Alright.
Hey, pops?
Yeah. So he never talked to me. He called me before he was about to go back to North Carolina.
Yeah.
He like, yeah, Jelani, I had to talk to you. That's why I want to talk to you, but he's like, I'm sorry. Well, he didn't say I'm sorry. He was like, yeah, I haven't been there for you. And I think he did say I'm sorry or some shit.
Yeah.
But I haven't been there for you. And I was like, all right. And that was the end of the conversation. We, like, switched it.
Yeah.
But the nigga continued not to be there for me. Like, so, like, I guess I got fed up and I said something to him, like, 2 months ago about that shit. Like, how the fuck you sit here and tell me, bro, I ain't been there for you? Yeah. You know this shit. Because for years, what was fucking me up was I kind of felt like he didn't know or some shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, he was unaware of how that shit was affecting me. But when you tell me, like, I haven't been there, nigga, you know. You know that you got a son out here, you feel me? Who fucking loves you and you just not there for him.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck if I'm 30 or 31 or 50, 80. I don't give a fuck. I'm your son, bro.
Yeah, you know what it is, though?
Yeah.
I didn't learn this till I had my son, and I was like, I can't follow the same mistakes as him. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's why you see all these niggas out here being dads and shit, because their dads went in their fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
Generational curse type shit.
It really is, yo. So that's why you can't really... Damn,
dad,
my dad
wasn't for them.
Yeah, so I can't be like him and shit. Yeah. I do what the fuck I gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I don't respect it. Because, like, I came at him, and that's when, a couple days later, that's when I found out Shorty was pregnant and shit. That's why I had went back to stay with her and shit. Cause I'm like, I ain't gonna be like my fucking dad.
Yeah.
But when I start thinking like that, I'm like, damn, like, how the fuck could a father do that to his fucking son? Cause I'm literally, I'm on some shit like, you know what, she just said she's pregnant. And in my head, I'm like, you not even my girl for real, for real.
Yeah.
But off the strength of, I've been fucking you and I know you've been loyal, you feel me? You having my child, I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at my dad, I'm like, okay. It just made me look at him different, bro. Like, in that moment, when I start thinking like that, like, all right, I'm about to be a father.
Yeah.
This shit made me look at him completely different, bro.
It's kind of hard to have... It's kind of hard to have excuses, but, like, some dads be like... My dad said it was my mom that's keeping him away from him and all that shit. But at the same time, like... You knew where I lived at. You know what I'm saying? So you could have, like, visit, you know? And, like, you was crazy, nigga, that they had, like a restraining order or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had that on you. So, I mean, you had time to... You know where I was at, you know?
But was your mom keeping you away from him? Like, on some shit? Like, if he pull up, like, nah, you ain't coming in my house. You can't see his son or some shit.
Yeah, he said
that. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that could be play a factor, too. We don't be knowing, like, what our parents be going through, too. But I get what you're saying. Like, you still, nigga, could make an effort. You still could show up. You still could do whatever fuck you gotta do. Because from coming from you as a father, you gonna do that for your son.
Yeah. But it's weird, though, because, like, when you try to talk to your mom and dad, like, they don't want to communicate, though. So it's like, they're damaged their own self. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to communicate. Especially when you want to talk about, like, family shit. They be like, nah, I don't want to do that shit.
Real rap. They, like, literally, bro, that's... When I was going through it, or when I told my dad this, he had called me. I was at work. And I said, bro, you got a whole son out here, and it's like, I mean, you don't even care. He was like, how can I? He said it just like that. And in my head, I'm like, yo, this nigga, it's deeper than this. Like, he's hurt. Somebody, like, something happened to him. Like what the fuck would you... What kind of response is that? How can you be there for your son if your son is making an effort, you know what I mean, to be in your life? All you gotta do is answer the phone, talk, come see him. You feel me? So, like, that let me know, like you just said, he's damaged. His father probably was not there for him at all. He probably, in his eyes, is doing the best he can.
Yeah. That's why you see more black people in therapy and shit anymore. Mm-hmm. They starting to... Cause you gotta think, like, boom, you gotta think when you a boy, little boy, right? What your dad say? Yo, toughen up. Don't cry. They basically suppressing your emotions inside. So when you get older, it's fucked up your relationships when you get older. So you got the girl talking to you like, why you don't talk? Why you don't speak out? I mean, this is how I was raised. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. This is how I was conditioned.
So it's kind of hard for you to express yourself if you've never been taught that way. You know what I'm saying?
I had to go through, nigga, I went to anger management last year. Real rap, bro.
For what, nigga?
I got into it with a female.
Oh, what, a quarter?
Yes,
bro. With a quarter?
Yes.
Oh, shit. But for what? With the same girl? Or you got pregnant?
The same, nah.
Different one?
Yeah, like, I got into it with her, bro.
What happened, though?
This is what happened, motherfucker. Long story short. Uh-huh. I'ma just keep it a bean. This the same John who I said burnt me.
Oh yeah, I would have anger management on her too.
Look though.
I see. Okay.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Look. That shit was in the beginning when I first started talking to her. I carried on some shit like, you kept it a bean with me, I forgive you. We kept rocking for a whole year. You feel me? At the end of the year, this is what happened, bro.
Oh, it was going on for a year?
So oh, bro, that year, at the end of the year, January, we started talking, like, April or the year before. And then, January came. Motherfucking, long story short, my grandma's birthday is on January 1st.
Right.
And motherfucking, she had passed. So, the girl, I had told her months before, like, yo, like, on my grandma's birthday, I be kind of emotional. Like, yeah. I probably need you and shit.
That's the beginning of the year, too?
Yeah. But it's New Year's Eve. Yeah, feel me? You know everybody want to go out.
Yeah.
She young. Right. So she go hang out with her friends. Yeah. So that night, long story short, I was kind of, you feel me, going through it. I stepped out. I stepped out, bro. I admit it. You feel me? Long story short, before that, we was having problems.
Yeah.
But after that, shit just started going downhill.
What, she hit you? You hit her?
Huh?
You hit her?
Nah, I cheated.
Oh, you cheated?
Yeah. Long story short, motherfucking February came, and I guess it was karma because I didn't tell her. Long story short, February came, motherfucking, I'm high as shit. I walk outside. This is the night it happened, the night before it happened. And I tell her, I'm like, yo, babe, I'm about to go walk for, take a walk, you feel me, and go smoke.
Right.
She like, all right, cool. She calls me right when I get outside, like 10 minutes later. She like, I'm about to go to sleep. You good?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So I ain't think nothing of it, but I guess it was getting kind of cold. Something just told me go in the house.
Yeah.
I go in the house, bro, and she in her bed with the door shut. You feel me? She always got the door shut. I open the door. She on the phone with a nigga. So she hurry up.
Oh, she trying to play sneaky.
So I'm like, I literally walk in and I see it. I'm like, you her. So I'm like, and I just walk out. In my head, I'm like, this bitch. I just walk out and go for a walk.
Right.
Come back in, you feel me? I'm like, yo, so what the fuck was that? She like, oh, I was talking to somebody. It was no problem. It was no big deal. I don't like the boy, nothing like that. And I'm just like, but you hung up, like,
yeah,
sneaky, like, and then you did it behind my back, like, yeah, you ain't tell me. Because I've been in her, like, room, I've been around her, you feel me, and one of her friends may call her, you feel me, and they on video chat with one of their friends from school or some shit, and it's a nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm sitting there, like, I ain't got no problem with it, because I know you got people, you feel me? So, or I didn't have a problem with it. So, boom. Long story short, I'm like, bro, you just did it in a sneaky way. It's just how you did it. You feel me?
Like, when you came in the door, she was like...
Just hurry up, scramble. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ended the and then they was on FaceTime, so or video chat or some shit.
Right,
so
right.
She just ended it and hurried up. And like, what the fuck? Like, you could've, if it was that, you could've just been like, I'm gonna call y'all back. You feel me? And then you could have told me, like, babe, that was my whatever. I wouldn't have thought nothing of it.
Right.
So, long story short, she getting defensive. She calls her friend. She on the phone with her friend, like, something, whatever the friend name. Tell Jelani that I don't like this man. I didn't say that she liked this nigga the whole time. I didn't tell her to call her friend. None of that. So, in my head, I'm like, bro, why you doing all this? You literally just...
Yeah.
Picked up the phone and I'm gonna call my friend. I'm gonna prove it to you.
Oh, being sneaky, like, you don't have to do this shit.
So am I? I'm thinking, like, you got a guilty conscience.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
So,
man. I ain't think nothing of it. You feel me? I smoked the blunt. You feel me? We laying down, or I'm sitting next to her. She like, I'm about to go to sleep. She go to sleep. I slept on the floor. I ain't even want to be next to her.
Oh, you sleep with her?
Nah.
Oh shit.
I slept on the floor. Long story short, bro, I was so like, I felt the weight, bro. So I slept in the bathroom, bro. No cap.
Oh shit.
I slept in the bathroom, bro. She wake up like 5 a.m. Bang on the door. She like, babe. I open up the door. And she like, why you fuck? Like, why you in the bathroom? But she mad as she saying this.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's early in the morning. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Especially after last night. You on the phone with a nigga. Don't come at me like that.
Right.
But she go back into the room. I go back into the room. And like I said, I'm mad. And we start talking about the whole situation. Long story short, I put my hands on her. I smacked her.
Right.
And,
She called the cops on you?
Yeah, she called the cops. I mean, so, yeah, that's how that situation. I'm not proud of it, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, he was tripping out.
But, like
but
I
crazy,
said, bro.
But it's crazy how females do some bad shit and then try to make you feel like you the bad guy.
But nah, after that, I kept fucking with her.
Right.
Like, I ain't gonna cap. I did love the joint. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? I still got love for her.
Yeah.
But, like, I kept fucking with her. She kept fucking with me. She was still... Bro, she called the cops. The cops, like, you can't be around him.
Yeah.
Nigga, the next day, I had got a... Because I was staying in the house with her. You feel me?
Yeah.
And her mom and shit.
Yeah.
So, they like, I can't be around her and shit, so I went got a hotel. Next day, she's at my hotel. Her grandma's dropping her off at my hotel.
Oh,
you feel
shit.
Me? They know about the whole situation.
Or family?
Yes. She stayed in the motel with me for like, I only stayed there like 3 days. She is there every single night. We still having sex. We still together. You feel me? But she keep telling me, she like, you feel me? Like, my family don't really want me with you.
Yeah.
But she kind of leading me on because she like, I want to be with you. But at the same token, I don't know because of what you did. And I respect that. Yeah. I get that. But it was fucking me up because it's like, I still want to be with you. I know I fucked up, but I still want to be with you.
Yeah, you're the bad guy into this, so we ain't do nothing, right?
Like, so, motherfucking, long story short, it got to the point where it was too much. She had got a hotel one night, and she called me over there. I come over there, and, I don't know what the fuck happened. I fucked her the next morning. We got into it, and I just told her. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I said, but I walked out of the hotel, and I just never came back. Called her probably, like, a week later, and we talked, and she, I was basically on some shit like, yeah, I'm just spinning the block to see if it's if it's anything still there. She told me straight up, yeah, I fucked the nigga.
Oh, the same week? That week you was going?
Probably the same day. Probably the day after I left. I don't know. You feel me? So I'm just like, all right, say no more. But I still, after that, I still, like, we still talk and try to maintain contact. You feel me? But I was still mad. You feel me? I'm like.
So all this happened because, but at the end of the day, she was wrong at the end of the day. Because look what she did, though. Boom, you was on the phone. Came through the room. She was acting sneaky. Then you became the bad guy. And then at the end of the day,
she's still fucking.
Yeah, she's doing wrong like 3 times, 4 times.
And, like, yeah. I mean, so, but none of her people know that. They don't even know she burnt me. Like, they don't know none of this. You feel me? Then on top of that, it was just a lot, bro. Yeah, on top, like,
that does sound a lot, though.
Before, the crazy thing about it is, before I did that and I put my hands on her, which, like, I regret.
Yeah.
There was a situation that happened months ago where she put her hands on me. Literally, because I don't know, I was about to leave or something and she ain't want me to go. So I was about to go cash my check or something.
Clock inside of here or something.
She started drawing, bro. She stood on top of the bed and like swinging on me, kicking. I'm literally blocking, bro. Yeah. And then it just got to the point I just walked out. I'm like, yo, you fucking tripping. I'm walked out. She calling me, blowing me up. You feel me? Niggas ain't say, I ain't say nothing. No, none of her family. Her family weren't there at the house when that happened.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know about that shit. But in my head, I'm like, bitch, you was just motherfucking fucking me up. I ain't think about calling no fucking cops on you.
Yeah, guys, we don't call the cops on like, no what the female fuck? Shit.
I ain't calling the cops on nobody. Like, now, if you, as far as a fight, now, if you fucking really jeopardizing my life, all right, yeah. That's different.
She got like a knife on her.
Yeah, like that's head. Fucking different. I'm not fighting you.
Yeah.
Fuck, I look like. I'm like too valuable. I be chopped. But, yeah, like.
Yeah, being no murder charge, bro.
But that shit, like, really, really helped me grow. That shit helped me grow, bro, going through that whole experience. Because I really felt like I love this joint more than I love myself. The fact that I was willing to stay through everything.
Yeah.
Like, it showed me I ain't have as much respect for myself as much as right. I thought. You feel me?
Because you got to reflect, too. You didn't do nothing wrong. And they try to make you look like the victim. Try to make you look bad. You know what I'm saying?
This, at the very beginning, bro, like, this situation happened. She burnt me.
Yeah.
I stayed with her all the strength of. She kept it being. And she was a good girl in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I ain't judge her on no shit. You feel me?
Yeah. That's why when you meet a girl, you can't let no girl or any, like, Even when you got breakup, you can't let that fuck up your character and shit. You know, that shit gonna make you fucking crazy. At the end of the day, you're gonna be questioning yourself. Like,
real
damn,
rap,
man,
bro.
What the fuck did
you
I
right.
do wrong? You know what I'm saying?
You right. Girls got that power. I ain't even noticed it, bro. That's the first time
I had
that
the same
shit
way
really
too.
Happened to me, bro. Like,
I had the same way. Nigga, I cut my dress because of this bitch. So I'm like,
That shit had me stressing, bro.
Yeah, I cut my dress and everything.
I was in the hotel room crying.
Was you?
Yes, bro. Like, real tears. Like, nigga, I ain't never felt. Nigga, I'm in a hotel room. It's fucking sun outside. It's about to be motherfucking springtime. I'm in a hotel room, all lights off, curtains. It's dark. Look, curtains are shut, bro. My shit look like a dungeon if you walk in there. Like, it's just a dark vibe as soon as you walk in, bro. It's a
damn look, this bitch.
Bro. Real rap, like, nigga, it's daytime. I didn't turn the TV off, nigga. I'm sleeping. It's like I was in a dark place for real, bro.
That shit's kind of...
I had literally quit my job.
Did you?
Quit my job, bro.
Because of the bitch?
Because of the situation with the cops. I had... When they came, I took off.
What job?
Nah, at the house when she called them. Like, she called the cops, and I got my shit, and I hurry up and ran. Like, I ain't about to let them motherfuckers just lock me the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't blame you, nigga. Shit, I'm turning myself in, nigga.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't know if they was gonna come to my job.
Yeah,
and I don't be getting in trouble, you feel me?
Yeah,
so I ain't know.
Yeah, you never know that shit.
Yeah, so I just quit my job. But they end up having me back, you feel me? I went back like a month later, 2 months later or some shit.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you meet a girl, a new girl, you just die. You gotta see the red flags automatically, bro. Like, all right, you gotta... Definitely be
that
judgmental
was
with bitches, bro.
The first
pussy's
time.
Pussy, but shit, it's about the character too, though. Nah, I mean, shit.
That shit have put some control over a nigga, man. Has some power over you, if you don't...
Yeah, nah.
You don't watch yourself.
That's why I asked for head first. You know why?
Why?
That dehumanizes him.
Oh, shit. That's some manipulative, strategic shit.
I'm like, all right, I don't go fuck, man. That's why he gave me a head. I don't go fuck.
Mm.
Sometimes you gotta, I don't know, not be a
that
nigga
said dehumanize.
Yeah, you gotta dehumanize.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm, he said you gotta degrade these bitches.
Basically.
Whoa.
But at the end of the day, you gotta,
with some,
you gotta know their character too, you know? And they gotta know how they think and how they talk, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I see what you're saying.
You right. Want some head, give me some head, but I ain't. But you keep on yapping and shit. Like, I ain't with that loud ass female shit, bro. That'd be the worst when they with their cousin and shit. Because you're like, you date like a quiet, laid back one, but then they bring the loud ass cousin with them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the loud ass cousin always have to say so and shit. Like, nigga, like, can you let the girl talk? Like, yo, I be hating that shit. Like, yo. And they'd be the youngest ones. Like, they'd be younger than her. I'm like,
yeah, I ain't with the loud bitches.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, you got attitude and shit.
Facts, that shit corny. Like, let's be motherfucking happy. It's a privilege to be around each other. Motherfuckers be taking that shit for granted. You wanna be mad and shit. The fuck you wanna be mad about? You got a whole nigga right here. You got, and the nigga got a whole female.
Good, man. It's like everybody compare happiness to other
people.
Yeah,
real rap. Real rap, bro.
You can't do that.
Real rap. Real fucking rap. They want to look just like everybody else. Bitches want to look like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj and shit.
It's crazy. Bitches be looking all the same. Like,
for real,
this BBL shit. Like, that shit's not even sexy at all, bro. I can't even get hard looking at that shit, bro. No
I
bullshit.
I was saying the same thing to the John. Like, what the fuck you going to do that for? You think that shit going to make you look better?
Yeah, big droopy ass. Like, I don't want
you could literally go work out. Get yourself in shape and have much more confidence about yourself. Like, you ain't gotta go buy no ass. You don't know how the fuck you, that shit gonna look in 10, 15 years.
I like, maybe I like me like a little pancake, but like this, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that shit, bro.
I like, I ain't gonna cap. I like a fat ass, bro. I can't get with it, bro. I can't get it with it.
I can't do a little pancake, John.
Now, if she's skinny,
yeah,
you feel me? She got some cake back there. That's different. But if you like thick, like, bro, I have some butt back there, bro. Don't just be like that's like a fucking catfish, bro. Like, I don't be liking that shit. You thick as hell with the
no
inner thighs with no ass. Like,
yeah,
come on,
like,
bro.
Yeah, like different. Yeah, I got deformed body and shit.
Real rap. I love that.
I just better say that shit too, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, I've been starting going out with big girls more than I going out with skinny chicks.
Yeah, I've been with a couple big girls, bro.
Not like precious big, but like...
Hell no.
Nah.
Like
little,
dick.
Yeah.
I love that shit, bro. But I ain't gonna cap. I've been with some skinny joints too who got oils, bro.
Especially the dark skin ones.
See, I ain't never really tapped in dark skin bitches. Oh, man. I don't know, bro. I gotta get it together with the dark skin.
You ever had some sour sauce? It's like that. It's like real tangy.
Oh, that's shit.
That's how dark. Yo, I love dark pussy, bro. Like, that's like a plum. You know, plums are like just.
Holy shit.
Real shit, bro. Like, yo, ain't nothing like it. Yo. It's like crazy, bro. Like, there's more chocolate. Oh, nigga.
Bro, it was this one joint. She invited me over to a crib late night. I didn't even know her. She knew, like, some niggas. This how it is, bro. When you be knowing niggas,
yeah.
Bro, sometimes that shit gets you a door.
Yeah, it do.
Like, bro, that shit get you in a door, bro. She knew my friends. Like, what the fuck sense does that make?
Exactly. That's like having a, that's like you married and shit, right? And you listen to a motherfucker that been divorced.
16 times. Like, come on, bro. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I see, like, you could have some experience.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I want to take your advice.
Exactly. Because it's like, you're divorced.
You know, whereas saying? You could find somebody who's been married with the same person like 30 all day, like
years and all that shit.
Even longer than that. It's people like older couples.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Who've been married since 17, 18. They 80 now. Like, you could take advice again, from them.
It's that Southern down south shit.
Real rap.
You never see that shit up here though. Rarely up here though, but.
But that's what I was telling her. Like, bro, like, think about it. Like, you're taking advice from the wrong people, maybe.
Taking advice from fucking divorcees. Because this
is why she was saying this. Like, I had quit my job. I was working at Mercedes. I quit working at Mercedes. So, for like a month, I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
And I guess it became too much for her. And she was literally on some shit like, well, my mom said, you know what I mean? If my man don't do this and X, Y, and Z, then I shouldn't be with him. And I'm like, now that I know myself and I've grown, I should have been like, all right, well, motherfucking leave me. Yeah. Don't be with me. But I was on some shit trying to prove to her why that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, bro, like, what? You taking advice from a motherfucker who don't even got a man.
That's how it be, man. It's like walking contradictions.
Come on, bro. We in this house right now. It's all these kids, like 6 kids. Where the fathers? But what? You trying to teach? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Sorry, that shit's like all walking contradictions. You can meet,
like, it's bro, but that's that black culture.
That's what I'm saying.
You get into like white people and like just ethnic races, like Hispanics. They ain't on that shit.
Fuck
you
no.
Feel me? They ain't bro, on that shit.
They live in the fucking same house.
Got like all they family.
3 families. Stay in the house till the house is paid. And
the husbands and the boyfriends can stay there and everything. And they welcome you as family. It don't matter if you working. Like, that's really what it be for our community. Money. Like, you not gotta even, do something.
Not even that, too. It be the unity, too, bro. Like, if black people unite, bro, we'd be a dangerous motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, we'd be the most unstoppable force on this planet. No, nobody won't fuck with us. They know that shit. That's why they gotta, like, have us segregated. And, like, not unified.
That's why they take all their husbands and dads out the household and shit. But they got bitches choosing, yo, you wanna get child support welfare? Alright, take the man out the house then and get it in. Man in fucking bind.
That shit was a plan since the motherfucking 1900s, bro. To get the motherfucking black man out of the community. I mean out of the household. Then you do that, you put all the stress on the mom. The mom can't handle that shit. Now you got mothers being fathers. That's what was going on with the whole motherfucking, well, that's what we used to talk about when, the coke was being pushed into the black communities.
Yeah.
It was designed to keep the fathers out of the household. That's why a lot of black men went to jail and all that type shit.
Yep.
Getting motherfucking crazy amount of years for crazy, like, nut-ass drug charges.
Shit, dude, like 20 years or that we break that right now.
Real rap.
It's crazy.
Real rap. It was designed that way, bro. We don't want these motherfucking. Y'all gonna be too strong as a family unit. They knew that shit.
Somebody
can't have no little Africa in United States of America. It's the United States of America. This is us. Y'all is not about to unify and come to power here. Y'all better take that shit over there. You're right, bro. We'd be too strong, too powerful. We come to our senses. They'd be scary for them. Because you know black people remember. Niggas, that's what they really don't want. They don't want that, bro. Niggas remember. We could play nice and all this shit, be cordial. Hey, how you doing? But we remember some shit.
Yeah.
And they ain't even got... Bro, that shit go deep because it's like... We ain't even got to experience racism firsthand, but we know that shit. Like, we can feel it.
Yeah.
It's like in our ancestry, yeah. Bro.
Like in our like, spirit.
Like, real rap. Like, they don't want that shit, bro. It'd be a lot of karma.
Like, you ever been, like, in a full room of white people and you just feel that... I don't know, that... A slave spirit come mm-hmm. up, like feel awkward like, shit. Like,
probably shouldn't be there. Or you,
yeah, you feel
in
like,
the wrong places.
Yeah.
I did, like, I walked into a restaurant in Newport. It was like that. As soon as I walked in, all white people, bro. I turned right around.
It was like, right.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That would have been fucked up.
The music went off and shit came in.
That's fucked up.
Fuck. Let this motherfucker in. We don't accept your kind here.
Did you read the sign? No colors allowed.
Fucking KFC down the fucking street.
Fucked up,
nigga.
Nah, I did. White people, a white person did call me a nigga in North Carolina though. That was the first.
What an old real? What an old white woman?
Nah, I ain't see him, bro. They was in the truck.
That's
driving
shit.
Past. Yeah,
they
going pussy shit. Said nigga. Go right back. He had tents, a big ass truck. One of the monster truck type shits. I could not see him, bro.
Nigga.
And drove right off. I was sitting puzzled. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, I walked to work. My dad lived in, like, a good community. He got money and shit. So, like, we live in a community. It's, yeah. Like, big houses and shit.
You said you're walking by and it just,
I'm walking past the stop sign. I walk to work every day. Niggas see me every day. What made you stop today? Like, bro, I see the same cars
every
day. I
had somebody in the car or no shit.
Trying to show off.
This nigga right here.
Because in my head, I'm like, yo, this nigga probably been seeing me for weeks and building up the courage. Probably on some shit like, yo, I'm going to tell, one of these days, I'm going to call this nigga a nigga.
Nigga. David Dave Chappelle, nigga.
Because why the fuck, bro? Why the fuck on this day specifically? And then it never happened after that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I seen the car again. This thing crafty.
They doing that bitch shit.
And drove right off. Pussy ass nigga.
They said white people. They said when the. They said how come white people don't got their karma yet? I'm like, they do got their karma, man. They got all them biracial kids coming in, man.
Oh.
That's their karma and shit.
Yeah, they don't want that. I don't want it to be niggas versus. Because if it's niggas versus them, it's going to be more than just niggas. You're going to have some motherfucking Spanish people in there. You got, like, this is the world just too big, bro. You got a lot of motherfuckers on our side. I think if it came down to it, even Chinese motherfuckers would be siding with us. Because we're going to be too strong, bro. Ethnically, the United States is made up of different races. It ain't just white people. It's white people in the big positions with the money. But you go on these streets, you gonna see niggas, Mexicans, Ricans, Asians, you feel me? I'm telling you, bro, like, that's what be so beautiful about going to different cities, bro. Different cities got different cultures.
Yeah.
You could be in Cali and you meeting motherfucking Philippine women and, you feel me, motherfuckers from North Korea, but they got swag.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they involved in our culture. Like, you'll meet a motherfucker from, I don't know, anywhere from India, and this bitch bad as hell. You go down fucking Florida, I love the motherfucking when they got the Haitians and the Cubans.
Yeah.
What?
I saw it in Tampa, bro. Like, yo.
What?
Walking around there with the motherfucking sandals and shit. No shirt.
Up here,
on.
Nigga, we only got them fake ass Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Yeah. Our Asians, we don't got no real Asians around here.
Nah.
These is Chinese people. We ain't got no Asian community.
Nah.
You go to places, bro, they got real Asians, like Little China and Chinatown. Yeah. And
bro. That's why we gotta travel, man.
It's like we got a little bro. Italy. In Philly, they got like a Italian community.
Yeah.
But it's big up there.
Big as shit.
Yeah, I love that going to Florida, motherfucker, and eating that Cuban food and shit like that. That shit love, bro. I can't wait to go. You bullshit. Don't be bullshit, bro.
Nah, nigga.
Do not be bullshit, bro.
I told you the airlines.
Because I'm really going to save up my money, bro.
I told you the airlines,
I go to Florida every
shit
year.
Shit cheap, bro.
All right, say no more. I ain't
gonna
save time. To go to Tampa.
You ain't
gotta
wake up five. Well, you do gotta wake up 5 o'clock, but shit, it's right up the road.
Fuck.
Right up the road, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Shit, you go to Philly, you gotta wake up like 3, right? 3, 4? Like 2:30?
Yeah,
yeah, nigga.
For sure. Right. Motherfucking.
Yeah, Philly got.
Get a little Airbnb down there.
Yeah.
Motherfucking. Be good. Oh, a little rental.
I remember I was in the hotel, John, in Tampa, right? Nigga, everybody had to sleep outside, right?
Why?
This nigga had his wife and his kid ransom all fucking night, bro. Nobody couldn't
That's
be in there and shit.
Florida, they be having some different type situations.
Yeah.
Different type situations. Like, you ever heard of the Florida man shit? It's like, it's always like a caption with Florida man and he doing some crazy shit. Always a different person. They was talking about it on YouTube. Like, you'll see Florida man,
the Gator man.
Captures, or Florida man kills, or Florida man does this. It's always, you always hear that in like the news, like down south. Like, it's always some crazy shit going on in Florida. But yeah, and then the weather too. That's another thing.
Yeah, the rain shit. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
Well, it rain for like 10 minutes.
Damn. Yeah, like
yeah, it'd be like sunny shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
And it'd be pouring.
Where like a motherfucking like the ocean is falling over the sky and shit.
They got a whole rain season. And a dry season and shit. You feel me? Whereas up here we get snow and autumn and we get the, you know what I mean, see the leaf. And then they get dry and wet and dry season.
Yeah, they be motherfucking pouring too, like
hurricanes.
Yeah,
that's another thing. When I move down there, I gotta get motherfucking renter's insurance.
Yeah, definitely down there, bro. But she had a butt. Man, ain't no butt behind her and shit.
That's it, man. This would be flat booty.
And she got spandex on, so you know she got no ass.
She be busting me, bro. Nah, sometimes you take off them motherfucking spandex and panties, that shit be dropping. I like that. I hate that little jiggle. Whoa, 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 whoa. That shit's sexy.
Like a wet balloon or something.
Real rap. A little bouncing under that motherfucker. Real rap, bro. Die for sure though. Florida gonna be the look. Cause I ain't never, bro, I go down there, I ain't never hop on the jet skis.
I always wanna do that shit at jet skis.
I ain't do it yet, bro. This is the year I got, bro. And that could give me some motivation to get back on Facebook. I can, you know what I mean, holler at some drones from motherfucking Tampa. I can already have us deep, bro. I ain't gonna cap, bro. I'll be thinking like that. My cousin, the boss at this shit, bro.
Your bitches down there?
He's a year younger than me, but he got it. He got it, bro. He went to DSU. You feel me? I think that's something. Because when he went to DSU, you feel me? He was talking to a lot of John. High school, he was mellow, chill. Went to DSU. But, bro, this nigga was putting me on game the last time we went.
Was it?
Had me looking like a goofy out there. He walking up to John's just like, it's nothing. Like, yo, what's up with you? Like, you feel me? Like, mind you, I didn't done that shit before. But, like, the way he was doing it was nothing. Like, he walking up to John's, just motherfucking. This is what he did that fucked me up. Did it a couple times. He walking up to John's in a club. Like, yo, take this picture of me and my cousin right quick.
Right. Show love and shit.
Yeah. So they taking a picture. As they taking a picture, or after they take the picture, he's like, all right, yeah, what's up? Like, he go at him, basically. Like, yo, what's your name and shit, you know what I mean? We fresh out of town.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? What y'all doing? Because everybody was fucking out of town in Miami. Like, everybody was from out of town. But, yeah, that's how he was doing it. Like, just randomly, like,
yeah.
It was nothing. And he was bagging the bitches. I ain't gonna cap. We end up motherfucking finding some bitches from Miami, going to their crib. We ain't fucking nothing, you know what I mean? It was on some weird shit.
Yeah.
But, like, little shit like that, bro. He was... But anyway, the nigga, he was like, we had got a rental, a Benz. Mm-hmm. So he like, yo, drop me off. I'm like, yo, where the fuck you going, nigga? We don't know nobody here.
Oh, where you going for the rentals?
On Toro.
All right, my man. All right.
Yep. But yeah, we pulling up on some nice shit, bro.
Yeah.
When we go to Tampa, we pulling up in some nice shit, bro. We ain't doing no... Yeah, you know I mean, I'm in a Subi now.
May, June, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. We pulling up in some nice shit. I take vacations, bro. It's luxury.
You know what I mean? He said luxury.
Real rap, bro. Treat myself like a king, nigga.
He said luxury.
I could do the bullshit where I'm from. Man, nah, we doing the good shit. But, we in the Benz. He like, yo, drop me up. I'm like, what, nigga? Where?
Yeah, you in the middle of nowhere and shit. You don't know where the fuck you at and shit.
I mean, I'm talking to some joint. I've been talking to her for months.
Yeah.
I dropped him off, picked him up the next morning. He tell me, I mean, he in there busting her ass. But
right.
That's how he did it. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, bro, I'm going to do the same shit.
Yeah, baby.
Start motherfucking get on Facebook. I ain't been on Facebook in a minute.
But let me ask you something, right? All right. Do you feel weird, like, I don't know how to explain it. All right, we in Delaware right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel we're going to... Do you be feeling like, okay, I'm in another state. Maybe I shouldn't be myself in here, but maybe I should be my, like, totally different person in another state.
Damn right, you
like
should.
That? Yeah.
I feel like you should, bro. You should go all out in another state. They don't know you.
Yeah.
They don't fucking know you, bro. Be exactly who the fuck, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro. Ain't, that's what I was saying. Like, that's why I'm pulling, we pulling up and, like, nice. They don't know us, bro.
Right, exactly.
Like
exactly.
My big cousin, my older cousin was with us. Like, he the one who, like, you know what I mean, was, like, inspiring me to think like that.
Yeah.
But he telling bitches, like, he from different city. Meet one bitch, we from Chicago.
Yeah.
Next bitch, I'm from L.A.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know. They just
they don't
going
know.
With it.
They really don't know.
You feel me? He rocking all his jewelry. I swear to God, bro, we in the club in Miami. He got all his jewelry on.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's not real.
Yeah.
They don't know this shit. The bitches is on us. Because you can see the motherfucking little diamonds or fake diamonds shimmering throughout the club. It's night. You feel me? And he got about 3 chains on. Watch.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah, right.
Like, to them, he the man. You feel me? Like, we went to KOD. That's a big ass. I don't know if you know it. The King of Diamonds. It's a strip club. All the rappers be going there.
Yeah,
we in there looking like the
millionaires,
bro. Yes.
Oh,
I got
shit.
Nah, that's on my other phone. But yeah, the stripper is going crazy, bro.
Popping that pussy, huh?
It's
popping
an experience, my guy. It's an experience, bro. I can't explain it. You just got to go there. They literally throwing it, bro. And these bitches is not fat, but crazy fat.
Thick, bro.
Crazy fat, bro. Like, and they got experience. Bitches is on a pole, doing tricks. Will walk up to you. Like, this is where I got my first dance. Like, I ain't been to no strip clubs up here.
Yeah.
But will walk up to you and literally, like, pitch. Like, they, like, what's up with you? Like, throw it on you.
Yeah,
like,
they aggressive up there, huh?
Real rap. But not in a sweet way.
Yeah.
In a sweet way.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? You gonna wanna get that dance. You gonna wanna get that dance, and you gonna show some love. You's gonna show some love, bro. Real rap. All the rappers be going to KOD though, but we in there looking like the man, bro. We done bought a section, so you know all the bitches like gravitating towards us. Like I said, my cousin there, all this diamond, jewelry on.
Yeah.
Bro, they probably thinking we rappers and shit. You feel me? Then we leave in the Benz.
Like, oh,
these
niggas.
What?
Go ahead, get these niggas, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, how about these niggas?
Real rap, bro. Cause bitches think the same way. I was talking to a bitch and she was like, "Yeah, when I go to Miami, I ain't gonna lie, like,
look for niggas."
Literally, like.
Yeah, like the Shannon Sharp joints. The Shannon Sharp, we got the car and shit.
What?
You see that meme when he got the car? Shannon Sharp joint.
Oh no, I ain't seen it.
But, like, you know how bitches be walking out to get out the car and shit, like, kind of looking kind of crazy and shit. They be like,
But literally, that's how it was. They trying to get fucked. Everybody in Miami.
Yeah, they trying to get fucked.
Everybody,
I'm
bro.
Fucked.
Literally. And then, you know, Miami. You been?
Huh?
You been to Miami?
Uh-huh.
That shit crazy, because this shit won't stop. Like, I was up. We was up to, like, we ain't go in to, like, 7, bro.
What's crazy, though, cause I had more fun in Tampa, though.
I believe you. Miami, it's like that more, shit was overrated to me, because it was, like, too much.
It's like, I may explain, like, Tampa. Tampa is, like, you know, Miami is, like, corporate shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, Tampa is, like, more
laid back.
Home base, mom, pops. You know, okay. Everybody show you love and shit, but it's still ratchet at the same time.
Right.
Man, what? I was in a titty bar, man. Nigga, no bullshit. Don't lie, nigga. They had a little midget, though.
Uh-huh. Fat as shit.
Fat as a motherfucker, though.
Leave it.
She was on, they had like 2 midgets in there.
Damn.
Had her on a little pole and everything. Now they had regular size people. They had the midget, though, in there. What?
Niggas. Going crazy.
Niggas were throwing more money in the midgets than it was.
I believe it, bro. I'll fuck a midget. I would fuck the shit out of a
word,
midget, bro. The way they built is perfect, bro. Like how the size, like, you know how they got the females or whatever, like, I mean, like the bodies, like, it could be, I'm just trying to think of a midget, that's why I sound weird. It's like, you feel me, they got they torso, and you could grip they whole torso and just be killing that shit, bro. Like, literally, like, I ain't gonna lie, I want a fucking midget, bro. Fat ass midget, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I do my thing. No cap. And I would not think weird about it at all.
I'll probably
keep fucking her.
Hey, show me your ID. I'm good, man.
What?
Legal age, man.
Bro,
what?
I will go crazy in a midget. I want to. I'm going to put that on my bucket list.
Uh-huh.
No cap, bro. I want a fucking midget. A fat ass midget. Real rap. This shit probably be the best experience of my life, bro.
They all be fat, too.
Real, that's like, what I'm saying.
You never see one with, like, a,
that's what
a
I'm,
flat ass.
And then like, you got to think, bro, the way the legs be.
Yeah,
you know they got
stumpy.
They,
yeah.
And
weird,
all that meat go to the... What? And then they legs ain't but so big. So you can... When you bent... Man, that shit gonna be crazy. You go to Pound Town on that motherfucker. Real rap.
Like fucking, like you're fucking a beanbag and shit.
Real rap. You be like, why you always hit it from the back? What you mean? Couch. What you mean? I'm supposed to. Kill this shit. I want a fucking midget, bro. I'm just the way they built, bro.
You never find them, though. Like,
yeah, I feel like you guys, they got their own community.
Like, yeah.
Own community. You gotta search online and shit.
Underground or
midget
somewhere.
Midget app. It probably be all niggas like us on there looking for midgets and shit. You know what a midget said?
What's your preference? I'm gonna black.
Yo, you long remember hair. The party line back in the day?
Nigga, what?
I used to get on the party line. Me and my cousin, bro, we used to pretend to be people. Like, we didn't get bitches, be getting bitches from Baltimore numbers and
that
shit.
That shit popping around at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning and
real
shit.
Real rap. That shit, everybody be on there just talking shit.
That shit be popping.
Yo.
Remember your mom phone bill and shit?
Real. That shit happened to my cousin.
I'm like, where the fuck did you get these charges from?
That's what my cousin mom said.
It's that party chat. What the fuck is party chat?
Real rap.
Should be like $18 a minute. Remember, that was back in the day. Remember back in the day, nigga, we had that landline shit.
Mm-hmm. That's when the real conversation was, bro. Nigga be on the phone all night, bro. Fucking landlines.
She come over, I'm gonna talk to her. What's she handing out and shit? Have a little conversation with her and shit. If she come over. Like she can't have death notes and shit.
But nah, that's right. Nah, matter of fact, the best conversations personally was when Minutes. Like, when niggas had minute phones.
Yeah, yo,
shit.
Baby, yo, baby, it's 6:45, baby.
Or church phones.
Man, I love
church phones, bro. I wouldn't even call a nigga, bro. You gotta chirp me.
Like, where you at, nigga?
Real rap. And then you remember when...
The next tales and shit, bro.
Yeah, and you remember when motherfucking... You, like, niggas be like, nah, you gotta call me at the 7. Call yeah, me at the 9 eight, or something. 8, 9
or shit.
My shit's unlimited, free.
Nigga. You feel like the fucking man after night and shit.
Real rap, nigga, go crazy. Damn, bro. It's crazy how time just evolved. Now you FaceTime, nigga. You can literally see a nigga through the phone. Think about if a nigga would have said that to us growing up.
What? Talk to the phone?
Yeah, bro. Like, in a couple years, y'all gonna be... Like, I probably would have believed it, but I don't know if I would have saw it as clearly as this. I probably would have thought it would be like a fucking laptop or some shit.
Yeah, a big-ass screen.
Yeah, like, bro, it's in a fucking phone. You remember, nigga, flip phones was the shit for real.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Flip phones was definitely them. We can take one, too.
Yeah.
Nah, it's alright. What is it?
It's a
Bible verse. Oh,
okay. Can I have one too?
Yeah.
What church are you from?
I go to one that's called the Voice Church.
What's that at?
It's on 4th Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If y'all are interested, I could give y'all their Instagram.
Yeah, let me get an Instagram.
You said what it's called?
Voice Church.
Voice Church. Mm-hmm. Is it big?
Not really.
Where is that on 4th?
It's right by the sea and by Southbridge.
Okay,
what's it called again?
Huh?
What's it called again?
Church.
The Voice Church.
He's just passing out flyers.
Just Bible verses.
No Bible verses.
Spreading the word.
Is it MD?
I'm sorry?
Is it MD? The Voice Church MD? Okay, okay, I'm following.
Like 11 in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's English and Spanish.
Okay.
But the English one is on the morning.
Okay. Are you a pastor or?
No.
No.
You just work
there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't work there. I go to church.
Okay, you just,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Me on my own time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Zuli.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice to meet y'all.
Nice to meet y'all, too.
I hope y'all are blessed.
Are you, too?
Even if y'all don't go to that church, y'all seek Jesus in your own way. I smoked a lot before.
Yeah.
I got my story.
Right.
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I believe that y'all stopped me for a reason, because when I skipped y'all, I skipped somebody else, too. So I was like...
Yeah, why are you skipping,
yeah, why you skipped
man?
Us?
I know. I should have... This is why I need to be more bold. But
yeah, you ain't got to be, like, afraid or something.
Yeah, don't be judgmental. It's all about, you know, just being communication.
It's just like people be chilling, so...
Yeah.
Nah, but niggas need that type of shit. For real. You helping
right.
people.
You're right. Thank you. You're speaking to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate it. God bless y'all.
All right, God bless you, too. Okay. Zuli. I never heard that name before. Where she said she used to smoke weed and what?
She said she used to smoke or something. She said she smoked a lot. You don't mess with me.